My time is your time.
The Seal Test System of Laboratory Protection presents Rudy Valley.
Your time is my time.
With Slapsy Maxie Rosenblum, Sidney H. Fields as Mr. Guffey, Grace McDonald, and two-ton Billy House.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Maxie, this is what I wanted you to see before you return to California. The Fine Arts Gallery of the Metropolitan Museum. Look around this gallery and you'll see some of the most famous oil paintings in the entire world.
Yeah. Gee, Mr. Valley, look at that funny splotch of a painting hanging there on the wall. Ain't that terrible?
It's not terrible, and it's not a splotch. That happens to be a futuristic painting of Thomas Jefferson, our first great Democrat.
It looks like it was painted by a Republican.
Maxie, I don't know what I'm going to do with you. Every day you're becoming more and more fatuous.
Yeah, it's getting so I'm ashamed to wear a bathing suit.
Stop blabbering and devote some attention to the art of the great masters. What names are represented here? Van Gogh, Degas, Rembrandt.
Rembrandt? Oh, I read about him in a guidebook. Say, I sure like to see that picture he painted of a rank.
Picture of a rank?
Yeah, it says right here. Rembrandt, painter of the first rank.
Perhaps we'd best move along. I told Billy House I'd meet him in the costume gallery. They're having an exhibit there of the costumes and equipment worn by that famous knight, Don Quixote.
Don Quixote? Quixote? Any relation to your hoodie?
No, Maxie. Cahootie was a rooty tooty cutie who felt it was his duty to romance a snooty beauty, eh, Rudy?
Billy House, how are you? I didn't recognize you at first. Since I saw you in the Broadway play White Horse Inn, you've certainly put on a lot of weight.
Well, I had to, Rudy. Folks said it would help my career.
Help your career?
Yes, they told me in show business you got to put on a big front.
Billy, I'd like you to meet Slapsy Maxie Rosenblum.
Maxie?
Hello, Mr. House.
My, say, it's a real surprise to meet you in such cultural surroundings.
Why? Do you perchance think that I, Slapsy Maxie, am growing up to be a dope?
No, but I got to give you credit for trying.
Hey, that sounds to me like an innuendo.
It was an innuendo.
It was?
Yes.
Mr. Valley, is that good?
Billy, before you arrived, Maxie and I were discussing the ancient knights. I was about to tell him how they wore mail instead of clothing.
Men dressed in mail? I didn't know that.
Yes, that's what knights are. Big men in mail.
Oh, I know a big man in mail.
Who?
Jim Farley.
Seriously, Billy, are you at all interested in Don Quixote?
Yes, primarily as a fighter. I would be, of course. You know, I fought with Pershing in Mexico.
You fought with Pershing in Mexico?
Yes.
How many rounds?
Maxie, you don't understand. I fought with Pershing in Mexico. I fought with Dewey at Manila. I fought with Teddy Roosevelt at San Juan Hill.
Gee, you don't get along with nobody.
Let's get back to the subject of Don Quixote.
What's the use, Rudy? In a couple of minutes, you'll be dreaming that you are Don Quixote. That lovely Grace McDonald's your sweetheart, Violetta. And that I am your rival. Ha-ha! The Black Knight.
That's right.
Up to now, Rudy, your dreams have included many high-salaried box office names, such as Walter O'Keefe, Herbert Hubert, Martha Ray, Priscilla Lane. But tonight, Billy House is appearing in your dream without pay.
Without pay?
Yes, I figure it's about time for you to have one on the house.
I'm a dreamer, aren't we all? Just a dreamer, aren't we all? In my dreams each night, it seems, my sweetheart comes to call. She's so charming, oh, so fair. It's alarming how I care. She's ideal, but then she isn't real. But I'm a fool. But aren't we all?
Don Quixote! Don Quixote!
Here I am, Madre Mia.
Well, Where are you going, my son, my muchacho?
I'm going to serenade my sweetheart, Senorita La Violeta.
Lady of Spain, I adore you. Lady of Spain, I live for you.
Oh, just like your father used to serenade me. Like a bird. Your father could sing like a bird. He could whistle like a bird.
Whatever happened to father?
He flew the coop. But tell me, Don Quixote, what is your sweetheart, Senorita Violeta's last name?
MacDonald.
MacDonald? Caramba. Is my son, the Spanish troubadour, going with a Scotch girl?
Si, si. But each time I hold her hand, she becomes less Scotch and more Spanish. And each time I embrace her, she becomes less Scotch and more Spanish. And last night, madre mia, I kissed her.
Did she become less Scotch and more Spanish?
That she did, and she's a bonny wee lassie. You know, madre, today I think I shall propose to Senorita
Violeta. Propose? Oh, how time flies, Don Quixote. Here you are, a grown man, and it seems only yesterday that you were running through the house in your little rompers.
Si, only yesterday. And that's the last time you're going to make me be cute for company. I go now to Senorita Violeta's villa to serenade her. Adios, madre mia.
Adios, muchacho.
Ah, Violeta, my preciosa. At last we are alone together in the garden. Now we can have a heart-to-heart talk.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Gee.
Oh, shucks.
Gee, I sure enjoy these talks with you.
Violeta, I bought this new velvet outfit especially to come calling on you. It's all velvet. Velvet hat, velvet doublet, velvet cape, and velvet pantaloons.
What's that jingling in your pocket?
Now, that's the money I received for last week's radio program.
Boy, is that velvet.
Darling, are those cakes on the table behind you?
Si. Father brings them from old Madrid and old Castile and old Barcelona. Here, taste one.
Gracias. Is this a cake of old Madrid?
No, it's a cake of old Castile.
Violeta, I know that this is sudden, but darling, I must say it. I came here tonight to propose to you.
Ah, Don Quixote, I should like to accept, for you are such a handsome muchacho. But I am from the Spanish aristocracy. And it is written that I shall marry none but a true knight in armor. A knight such as Sir Billy of House.
Sir Billy of House? You mean two-ton Billy, the willy-nilly tiger lily, wants you for a filly?
Don't be silly. Why, Sir Billy of House isn't so big.
Big? Every time he buys a new suit of armor, U.S. Steel jumps 3 points. If you go for that guy, you really must be knight-happy.
Oh, you're right, Don Quixote. I guess I'm just nuts about knives. They excite me so. Nuts about knives. They delight me so. Men like Lancelot could romance a lot, kiss the damsel and charmer. I like Lancelot, like steel pants a lot. I'm a sucker for armor. Big, strong knives. Chase no dragon, except for knives. I'm on the wagon. They're overrated, they're antedated, they're pixelated, they're super inflated. But as long as their clothes are chromium plated, I guess I'm just nuts about knives.
Knives, 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 knives.
Nuts, 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 nuts.
I'm nuts
about knives.
Darling, darling, I had no idea these knights were so intriguing. Come, let us go into the hacienda and talk it over.
All right, but we must be very quiet. Father is reading his newspaper.
Darling, I can't talk to you if your father's going to sit here reading the paper.
Oh, I shouldn't read the paper. I should be ignorant, huh?
Oh, no, no, sir. Go ahead and read, by all means. I'm sure you'll want to read about the Democratic campaign.
Democratic? Say it. The Republicans are nothing.
My dear fellow, the Republicans are wonderful. The Democrats are wonderful. I like them both.
How do you like that? Wants to vote twice.
I don't want to vote twice. Any man who would vote twice is low, mean, petty, dishonest, and dishonorable.
Go on, hint. Why don't you just come out and tell the people I'm a crook?
My dear sir, you are definitely not a crook.
Oh, I suppose I went to Sing Sing for vocal lessons. Go on, I'll holler. Wake up my wife.
On the contrary, I won't holler. I don't want to wake up your wife.
Sure, what do you care if I don't get any supper?
All right, I'll wake up your wife. She can prepare your supper.
How do you like that? I promised to take my wife out for supper. Now he wants you to slave over a hot stove.
Father, you shouldn't argue with Don Quixote. Why can't you treat him like a brother?
Oh, now I gotta let him wear my clothes, huh?
No, Father. Besides, your clothes wouldn't fit him.
Oh, I have to pay to have them altered.
No, don't have them altered.
I see. They should look baggy on him, too.
Look, senor, I think your clothes fit you like a glove.
Too tight, huh? Go on, say it. I can't bend over.
Certainly you can bend over. Go ahead. Bend over.
Go on, say it. It's a cheap suit.
No, it's not a cheap suit. It's very expensive.
That's it. Make me feel bad. Remind me that I ruined my expensive suit.
Father, if you can't treat Don Quixote like a brother, treat him like a son.
Son, huh? Now I gotta tell him the facts of life.
You do not. I know the facts of life.
Then tell me. Listen, Don Quixote, if you want my daughter's hand, you gotta prove you're worthy of it. Go out and challenge the Black Knight, and if you beat him, you can marry Violetta.
Thank you, sir. Believe me when I say I love your daughter, Violetta.
Mm-hmm. You don't care for the rest of my daughters, huh?
Ah, but I do. I'm crazy about all of them.
Philanderer.
No, I only want to marry Violetta.
Fine thing. You want me to get stuck with the rest of my daughters, huh?
Don't worry. Your daughters will all get married. Your daughters will all get married.
Yeah, that's what they told Cancer. Let me out of here.
Darling, I'm out to prove that I'm a better man than Two-Ton Billy. And before I finish, you'll wonder what you ever saw in him.
Don't forget, he's a great lover. Why, when he walks by, I just quiver.
When he walks by, everything quivers. But I go now to buy a suit of armor for my good friend, the blacksmith, Blacksy Maxie. Then I shall challenge the Black Knight. And when I return victorious, we shall forget knights in armor and think only of knights of romance. Hear my song, Violetta. Hear the song that's in my heart. Please be mine, Violetta. Say that we will never part.
We will never part.
Every night I'm dreaming of you. Every night I want to whisper, dear, I love you. Hear my song.
Hear my song, Violetta.
Hear the song that's in my heart.
Dear, don't forget, sir. I will get you, yes, sir. This is Violetta.
Many of the difficulties which Don Quixote fought to overcome existed only in his own imagination. But there's nothing imaginary about the problems which dairy and ice cream companies face every day.
No, Hugh. Theirs is a real responsibility. Dairy companies provide 1/4 of our entire food supply. The health of our nation depends upon pure, wholesome milk and other dairy products. The Seal Test system of laboratory protection was formed to help improve the quality and safeguard the purity of milk, ice cream, and other dairy products distributed by its affiliated companies. Seal Test maintains scores of laboratories spread out over America. Seal Test employs leading food scientists for research into new protective methods. In the local plants of member companies, Seal Test maintains men in white to watch over every step of production, to make constant laboratory tests to help safeguard quality and purity.
Your family deserves this added assurance of quality and purity. Look for the Seal Test supervised milk and ice cream in your community. And may I remind all of you that our luscious Lime Glow sherbet will be gone with July. So why not enjoy some tonight? We'll tell you shortly where to buy it and other Seal Test supervised products right in your own community. But now, on to the blacksmith shop of Blacksy Maxy, where Don Quixote has gone to buy a suit of armor.
Pray tell, good Don Quixote, what brings you to my shop this early morning?
I'm off to prove myself a knight, to do deeds of valor and to win a lady fair. Have you a suit of armor that might fit me?
Oh, that I have, right here. It's a cute little number with pico edges and ruffle flounces.
Look, I'm buying stuff for a knight, not a nightie.
Well, here's one. Just try on the pants besides, huh?
Maxie, I'm afraid these pants are a little short.
Okay, I'll let out the hem. Hold still while I take out a few stitches.
Maxie, you can't sell me this suit. It's tin. How much do you want for it?
$350.
Brother, that ain't tin. Come, Maxie, I can't stand here all day. I must set out to find the Black Knight. Suppose you try the coat on me. Just slip the armor on over my head.
All right, hold still. Well?
Well, don't stand there. Pick me up.
Okay, Mr. Corsetti. Tell me, how does the coat fit you?
It's a little snug. Pulls a little in the shoulder.
Oh, I'll fix that pull in the shoulder. Bend down a little, huh? Now, that's it. How's that? No pull?
No shoulder. Maxie, hand me my sword. I'm off to win the love of the fair Violetta and conquer the Black Knight.
Please take me with her, Mr. Coyote. I guess I'm just stupid. I want to help you conquer the Black Knight. Take me with her, huh, boy?
See, but before we go, we must dub each other knights. I'll touch your shoulder with my sword and thereby dub you a knight. There. Now, all right, Maxie, now you dub me a knight. Just touch me lightly on the shoulder with your sword.
Well?
Well, don't stand there. Pick me up. Maxie, we must hurry. We're approaching the forest of the Black Knight, and beyond it lies his castle.
Don Quixote?
Yes?
I got a postal telegram for you.
Well, if you're a postal telegraph boy, why are you wearing pajamas?
This is a knight letter.
Read it to me.
It says, the Black Knight is wise to you. He has captured Violetta and carried her off to his castle, 38 cents collect.
Egad, Maxie, the time has come for action. I'm off to the castle to challenge the Black Knight. Black Knight, you've captured the woman I love, and I won't stand for it. I'll fight you man to man. I'll beat you up.
You'll beat me up? You insignificant little pipsqueak. Do you realize what happened to the last little insignificant pipsqueak who walked up into my castle and said, I'll beat you up?
What?
He beat me up.
Don Quixote, you've come to rescue me.
Aha. Does that mean that you don't care for me, young lady?
Well, Blackie, you're not a bad sort. It's just that you don't have any savoir-faire.
Savoir-faire? Today a fellow's lucky if he's got subway fare.
Violetta, my preciosa, you'll have to make up your mind. You'll have to choose either the Black Knight or me.
Choose me, baby, and you'll get a lot of papa.
Don Quixote, if I should choose you, will you promise to love me always?
Violetta, dearest one, I'll love you when you're old and gray. I'll caress you when you're old and gray. I'll kiss you when you're old and gray.
Look, can't you do something for the youth of the country?
You mean you'd like me to kiss you now?
Yes.
All right.
Well?
Don't stand there. Pick me up.
Never mind about Don Quixote. How about a little kiss for me?
I have no kisses for you.
If you don't let me kiss you, I'll tear out my hair. In fact, I think I'll tear out my hair right now. Anybody got a tweezer?
Black Knight, your attitude would be different if you knew how very much I care for Violetta. Truly, her love is the song I sing, the air I breathe, the life I live.
You really care so much?
So much and more. I can't resist you. Heaven knows that I should and I would if I could, but I can't. I can't resist you. When I'm looking at you, you can practically do as you please. I'm yours completely. From my head to my toes, every part of me knows that I'm yours. I'm yours completely. Every time that you speak, I begin to get weak in the knees. I try to be strong, but something goes wrong. I'm in your power when I'm in your arms. I try to stop faith, but now it's too late. So I don't even try, 'cause I know that I can't resist you. I'm a coward to say you affect me this way, but you do. I can't resist you. Heaven knows that I should, and I would if I could, but I can't.
Folks, I wish you could be here to see this picture. Lovely Grace McDonald is even more glamorous tonight than she was in Very Warm for Me. She is the very personification of vitality and radiant health. Isn't she, Rudy?
The opinion is unanimous, Billy. But suppose we tell our listeners one of the secrets of youthful charm and radiant health. Here we go to all those communities where sealed test supervised milk and ice cream are sold. Ready?
Okay, Rudy Valley. In New York City and suburbs, the sealed test supervised milk is Sheffield Farms. The ice cream is Hydrox. In Staten Island, the ice cream is Castles. In New Jersey, it's Castles and Moglia. One of the secrets of overflowing vitality and health is plenty of fresh milk every day. And here is important news for those living in New York City or Nassau County. You can save 23 cents each week on your milk if you use 2 quarts of milk daily. Just order Sheffield milk in the modern Sheffield 2-quart container every day. You can enjoy this fine quality milk at a greater saving. Ask the Sheffield milkman to begin leaving the 2-quart container tomorrow morning. And folks, ask your Hydrox, Kessels, or Moglia dealer for Lime Glow Sherbet tonight. Now on to the Council of Knights to decide the fate of Don Quixote and Violetta.
All right, your knaves. Help me take off my armor.
Come on, you varlet. The Black Knight wants us to help him get out of the suit of armor.
But how do you do it?
Just turn that little key there at the top.
Oh. Vacuum packs. Now then, Don Quixote and La Violetta are my captives. Who will go down in those 500 steep, treacherous steps into the dark dungeon and bring up that beautiful, that lovely, that ravishing, delectable, exotic, glamorous. Wait a minute, I'll go myself. Here I go, down into the dungeon.
All right, you two. Upstairs. No. No?
No.
They say no. Well, you go back down and say yes. Yes.
Maybe.
They say maybe. Well, you go back down and tell them absolutely.
Well?
I forgot.
I'm not afraid of you, Black Knight. I'm a better man than you.
Say that again?
I say I'm a better man than you.
Draw your sword and say that.
I'm a better man than you.
I think I like it better without the sword.
See you upstairs, kid.
Violetta, darling, in 2 minutes, you must choose between the Black Knight and me. Tell me that you will become Mrs. Don Quixote.
But Father wants you to marry the Black Knight. He is so powerful, so strong.
I'm strong, too. Just feel this muscle here in my arm.
My.
It isn't bad when I take off my armor, too.
Billy has offered to give me this beautiful castle.
If you'll marry me, I'll give you my guitar.
But his offer has no strings attached.
Woo-hoo! Wait till you see my guitar.
Don Don Quixote, no matter what you offer, Sir Billy can do better.
Darling, I can't understand what you see in Sir Billy.
Well, our first meeting was so romantic. The way he grabbed me in his arms and swept up the street with me.
He should have used a broom.
Maxie, you're just in time to go with us and face the Black Knight. If I'm attacked, will you stand by me?
You could count me in.
Will you fight bravely?
You could count me in.
And what if they knock you down?
You could count me out.
Well, Violetta, my little cupcake, have you decided to marry me and live off the fat of the land?
I have decided to marry the one who proves himself to be the better knight. First, Don Quixote, what deeds of chivalry have you performed?
Well, today I saw a lady drop her handkerchief.
Did you pick up the handkerchief?
No, I picked up the lady.
Some knight. What a knight I was. Why, I was a knight when you were still in knee armor. I was a knight who opened the door at the palace.
You were the knight who opened the doors at the palace?
Yes, I was the biggest opening knight the palace ever had.
But the real test of a knight is bravery, and I'm the braver.
You're the braver. Why, I'm absolutely fearless. I wouldn't be afraid to walk into a den of lions with long fangs.
Why don't you?
I haven't got long fangs. Why, even as a little baby, I was a big and husky. Oh, how I could eat. One day I ate a thermometer.
A thermometer? Didn't it bother you to have all that mercury inside of you?
No, of course, I was 6 inches taller in the summer.
I can see there's only one way to decide this. You two knights will have to fight a duel, and I will marry the victor.
That sounds good enough for me. Draw your sword, Don Quixote.
En garde!
Billy! Hoff, you come right upstairs.
Uh-oh.
But, dear, if I win this duel, I'll get a new wife.
You already have 500 wives upstairs.
Billy House, you have 500 wives?
Yes.
In one home?
Yes. You know what the poet said.
What?
It takes a heap of women to make a house a home.
Violetta, my darling, that leaves to me the title of the greatest knight in Spain. I am the bravest, strongest knight, and the most ardent lover in all Spain.
To prove that, you'll have to kiss me.
All right. Well?
Well, don't stand there. Pick me up.
I'll be a busy man for a while now, Violetta. But one of these fine days, when I don't have any dragons to kill, there's something I want you to remind me to do.
What?
Remind me to write a song. A melody that might express the tenderness of your caress. Remind me to write a song. I know that I could harmonize that symphony in your eyes. For rhythm I'd take the beat of my heart when we meet. I'd make it complete with a note from your disposition so sweet. Remind me to write a song. It may not have that Gershwin touch or Berlin flair, but it will tell you just how much I care. Remind me to write a song
about your love in there. Remind me to write a song.
Next Thursday, we bring you our version of Jenny Lind and P.T. Barnum with Helen Jepson and Joe Cook. Until then, be sure to look for the red and white seal test symbol when you buy a dairy product. This is Rudy Valley saying au revoir, request, seal test, and good night.
Seal Test and its member companies are subsidiaries of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is the National Broadcasting Company.